You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the study on Sabbath, how the Sabbath was changed from Saturday. Goes all the way back to creation, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Anyhow, how man, without authorization, and illegally changed the fourth commandment from Saturday to Sunday. And most people don't even know part of this history. In fact, let me bring this up and ask y'all a question. Do you know why Sunday is called Sunday? It's very simple. It's the day of the sun. The day of the sun, that's Sunday. What does the day of the sun mean? It's an ancient pagan custom started with the Eastern nations performing worship. What they would do is they would take their faces, their bodies, and they'd have their faces pointed towards the heavens to the east while the sun was rising. And Christian converts, the pagans that converted to Christianity retained this ancient and universal custom of worshiping towards the east. Now, how do you know this? Well, first Sunday, history records it. But Sunday is called Dies Solis on the Roman calendar, Day of the Sun, like I mentioned, because it was dedicated to the sun. That's the day they dedicated to the sun. And these early Christians kept that pagan tradition. And like I said in the last show, they justified it by saying, well, Jesus rose on Sunday. So the Christian leaders in the late part of the first century, and then in the second and third century, it started picking up steam. It wasn't universal then yet, but more and more of these pagans would keep their traditions. They would use this. They'd hide their eyes from God's Sabbath and worship on Sunday, the day of this pagan tradition. You know, in the Bible, it contains an example of this happening where people were doing this. It's a vision in Ezekiel chapter 22, and it talks about people that do this and how God condemns it. I don't have enough time to read these verses in this show, so make sure you don't miss tomorrow's show. And if there's some reason why you can't hear tomorrow's show, all of these shows are archived on the internet and you can hear it there because this is a huge part of Christianity's history. And most people don't know why they do the things that they do. It's like keeping pagan holidays and thinking that somehow they're honoring Jesus because of it. Now, I understand these sound really extreme. When I tell you that Christmas and Easter have nothing to do with Jesus and God hates those days, it sounds extreme and crazy and hard to believe. But continue to listen. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.